Toby Parkins from UK Network Urban Head Forwards and co-organiser of Agile on the Beach.
Now, what was the idea behind setting this up? What are you trying to achieve here?
There's a number of things we're looking to achieve. I mean, first of all, we've really felt that Agile as a methodology and as a philosophy has huge benefits to businesses, whether or not they're in the IT sector or whether or not that they're just general businesses that have IT requirements. And therefore, we were looking to sort of try and raise awareness of different Agile methodologies, promote it for practitioners, but also for businesses to actually learn more about how it can benefit their organisations and their processes, how they can become more efficient, how they can achieve more for less, how they can get better value, how they can actually become, therefore, better organisations, more profitable and more successful business-wise.
If you were going to sum up Agile in a couple of sentences, how would you do that?
It's a collection of methods and techniques that allow you to change the outcome of a project as the project develops. Most traditional projects or the traditional project methodologies involves having a huge specification at the beginning. That really large specification takes ages to define, and ultimately as this sort of abstract project develops, you then find that actually, we don't need half of the stuff we thought we needed, but we now need some additional requirements. And it's those additional requirements that actually make an Agile project more successful and the ultimate results far better.
Okay, so I'll move over to Michael Barrett of Oxford Innovation. Just tell me, what can businesses gain from using this methodology?
If you look at the businesses that we've been working with, it's a huge range of different things. It's new business, completely new, brand new businesses being set up using this methodology. It's improved efficiency, it's improved speed to market, it's improved people skills. And I think it's also very important to recognise the benefit to the actual people themselves working in the companies, that the companies are working much more efficiently. People want to come and work within those businesses, and we're attracting people back into Cornwall to come and work. So we're building the critical mass of the software industry in Cornwall.
I suppose that's one of the key things that, from Oxford Innovation's point of view, is building that computer, that programming, that internet business, all based around Agile.
Yes, absolutely. Our job, what we get paid by the Convergence Fund, is to build the Cornish economy. That's in very simple terms. And that's very much focused on the knowledge-based economy. And obviously software, digital, IT is all the knowledge-based economy. And this whole conference, the whole Agile programme, is all about us stoking the fire of the Cornish economy, if I can use that expression. But that's what it's all about. It's absolutely about that. And it's working. Toby's is a fantastic example.
Just to add there, my business has grown 4 times in size in the last 18 months. We're recruiting people from all around the world to come and work here on major projects for companies that literally, are global, some of the largest companies in the world. And it's basically as a result of doing better software, better development practices internally, but also actually producing better results so our customers are actually getting better outputs. And I think it won't be long before any IT development company, software company that's not using Agile will actually start basically being at risk of just not being competitive enough to survive. And any business that's looking to develop IT systems, if they're not actually going to be adopting Agile methodologies and actually working with Agile development companies, software companies, then they will actually be at risk of failing in the future.
Okay, so where next for bringing forward this Agile methodology across Cornwall? We've had this conference and it's been, what I can see, a big success here, but you have to keep the impetus going, I suppose.
As more and more people get involved in IT projects, then more and more people will realise that actually they want a better result. They want to be happier at the end of it. And one of the first questions I always ask of any new client or new customer is that, have you been involved in an IT project before? And if they say no, then I normally encourage them to go and work with one of our non-agile competitors. First of all, they then get a major project failure. They come back to us having had an unhappy experience and then say, actually, can we do it properly now?